Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens out at OTAs today and tomorrow. 3 days next week, then mandatory minicamp. So a lot of stuff going on at the Castle. One winning drive. NFL Lunch. Let's go out there live. For this report, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Vinny Serrato. So, Vinny, we knew earlier today that Rashad Bateman had signed an extension, which we'll get to in a second. Is Rashad Bateman at practice today?
Yes, and he's speaking this afternoon after practice, Bob, and he's getting a lot of congratulatory handshakes and hugs, and Harb just went up to him and gave him a big hug, you know, a couple minutes ago.
Awesome. All right, attendance report. What do we got?
Well, offensively, the only two that I hadn't seen is Lamar, of course, and then D-Hop. Otherwise, everybody else, offensively, Ronnie's back and Cleveland's here, Henry's here. You know, so everybody else seems like they're here other than those two guys. So it's pretty good attendance today. And, Bob, what they did for tomorrow was they moved it up from 11 to 1, hoping that guys would stay and not leave. Otherwise, they were figuring that. Not a lot of attendance tomorrow.
All right, so give us an intel on what you've seen so far. Granted, we're still, I guess, a few minutes away from the meat and potatoes of this Thursday OTA session.
Well, Bob, one of the things that I just noticed, you know, because I'm on the offensive side, and they do have stands up today because the PSL owners are here. So we're on that side of the field. And looking at Roger Rosengarten, because what I say about him last year, you know, don't they have a weight room, you know, at Washington? You know, so he looks bigger. It looks like he's been in the weight room. He looks bigger. He looks stronger. He looks good physically up top. So that is a good thing. And then in the special team stuff earlier, watching Harv's work, the special teams work on tackling and stuff. He's out there demonstrating drills, feeling spry this afternoon.
Now, what else do we need to keep an eye on today? As, you know, the Ravens, we're still weeks away from pads and all that good stuff. But, you know, trying to get that quality work in out of one winning drive.
Well, like the stuff they do now, Bob, is like they take their helmets off. And then on one end of the field, it's one offense and two offense against one defense, two defense. And then on the other end of the field, it's threes and fours, offense and defensively, so they can get a lot more reps. They take the helmets off, and it's like you go full speed for one step, and then you stop. That's what it is till about 1:30. Then we'll get into more meat and potato stuff. So right now it's just kind of learning, teaching, going through, getting an understanding of, you know, assignments and stuff. So that's what's going on. It's anticlimactic right now.
Now, with the rookies, some of the defensive guys, and we talk about Starks and Mike Green, and you mentioned Teddy Buchanan and his little teeny tiny arms there. But what about Kone and the kid from Rutgers back there, Longerbean?
Longerbean, the thing that he's going to struggle with, Bob, just looking at him, because he's got the speed, he's got the athletic skills, he's just like 170 pounds, you know, and he didn't tackle well at Rutgers. So that's what's going to be interesting to see how he does. You know, the pads are going to determine what happens with him. You know, can he step up? Because if he can't tackle, you know, how's he going to play special teams if he's, you know, the fifth or sixth corner? And that's going to be a big thing. Whereas, you know, Kone is a bigger guy, you know, much bigger, Western Michigan kid, you know, so, and he's like 6'1". So he's got a chance, you know, because he's got good movement skills and stuff. And he will tackle, you know, on his college film and stuff, he would tackle. So we'll see. I mean, can't do one-on-ones, so that's hard to determine anything. But, you know, right now, I think he'll be fine if he'll tackle and compete, you know, when they come training camp. And probably the mandatory mini camp will show a little bit more. And then where they line him up, you know, like if he's getting some, you know, reps with the twos and stuff, then they're liking what they've seen thus far.
Now, real quick, Vinny, with no pads, a defensive line, you really can't get an idea of what they can or cannot do from a rookie perspective. What about Aeneas Peoples? Has he done anything that has stood out to you one way or another?
Yeah, Bob, the only thing that it scares me a little bit with him, because, like, he's not going to be a first down player because of his size, and he's got short little arms too. But he's got to win initial move quickness. And that's going to be a nickel and dime situation. And if he struggles with the big guys, he's going to have a hard time making a team. So that one's going to be interesting because, like, when I was watching him the other day, when he's in line and trying to get around these guys, you know, like Falele, he's got 36-inch arms and he's got 31-inch arms, you know, and he's 6 foot tall. You know, so that he's got to be able to win with speed and quickness off the snap. And we probably won't determine that till pads. Some of these guys, Bob, like, you won't know how good they are till the pads come on. And that's, you know, that's going to be the case really with O-line and D-line.
All right, Vinny, any closing thoughts for the listeners before you get back out there to one winning drive?
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here. You know, a lot of excitement and a lot of happiness for old Bate, which I'm happy for him, you know, that he got paid and stuff. And, you know, this is a good time for Cooper Rush really to get a good feel for his receivers and for the offense.
Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive. Vinny, appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You got it. Bye.
There's Vinny out there with the Ravens. OTA's underway. No Lamar Jackson out there again today. Maybe he'll be there next week. We'll definitely be there in a couple of weeks as it's mandatory minicamp. When we come back, American League East report. Look what happened last night in the division. Look ahead to today's schedule as well. Orioles taking on the Mariners at 3:40. Have Seattle's lineup, which we'll give you still waiting for Baltimore's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Bottom of the hour preview, the NBA Finals with him, and talk about everything else on his sports mind, which is very vast of knowledge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.